Hello, I am Elizabeth Babin. I am the Vice President of Developer Services with Worth Ross Management Company. We currently work with several developers as well as condominium associations in downtown Austin and outside of Austin in Texas and Colorado. I am here to tell you a little bit about Austin Proper. Austin Proper is a hotel and residential building. It is actually a nested regime, so it has a master association and a residential association. The residential association had originally 99 units. Of those 99 units, a couple of them have been combined, so legally there are 97 units on the residential side right now. As it relates to amenities on the residential side of the building, there is a pool, an owner's lounge that all owners and residents have access to and can reserve. They have a small barbecue area. In addition to that, all owners and residents of Austin Proper are allowed and permitted access to the amenities of the hotel. So they are allowed to use the hotel pool as well as a hotel fitness center. There's a partnership between the residential association and the hotel. The residential association has a dedicated valet as well as 24/7 concierge. The owners and residents also have access to private events at the hotel's bar. They have a new bar on the second floor called Quill Room. They also have a lobby level bar called Goldie's that is accessible by residents. As it relates to the team for Austin Proper residential side of things, they do have a team of about 12. They do package and food delivery to the units. And there is a 24/7 concierge. Additionally, they have a security guard 24/7 that services both the hotel and residential common areas and watches cameras throughout the day. Austin Proper has a 35% rental cap. And what that means is 35% of those residential units can be leased at any time. Currently, they're sitting at about 16% leased, and so they do not have a wait list. These leases have a 6-month minimum. And each of those leases, once a unit is vacant or a lease ends, the owner has 6 months to re-lease it or they lose the lease permit. Those lease permits do not convey with the sale. There are no guest suites at Austin Proper. However, there's typically a discount from the hotel as they work with the residential association as well as our team to make sure the residents are provided adequate service and those kind of amenities from a hotel side. Our firm also represents several other high-rise condominiums in downtown Austin. However, I'll speak specifically to Independent and Seaholm as they are in the Second Street District area where you are now. Independent has just over 360 units at about 363 units, of which, again, some of those have been legally combined. Independent actually has two separate amenity spaces. They have a 24-hour concierge, owner's lounge, business center and conference room, a theater area, the pool, outside deck and seating area on both amenity levels, barbecue pits, a kids play area, dog wash and dog park, and kind of a dog run area. They also have a fitness center and yoga room and three guest suites that are open to residents for rental. Independent has a 35% rental cap as well, similar to Austin Proper. Currently, there is not a wait list for rental units. They have five spaces open. Similar to Austin Proper, again, this is a 6-month minimum lease, doesn't convey at sale, and you do have to re-lease it within 6 months of vacancy. Independent, again, similar to Austin Proper and Seaholm, has some commercial retail space on the lobby level. There is a bank, real estate brokerage, urban space, as well as Codependent, which is a coffee shop, bar, and restaurant. Seaholm, similar to Independent, right across West Avenue from Independent, has a 24/7 concierge, fitness center, dog park, club room, conference room, the pool, outdoor seating, and barbecue grills. Seaholm does not have any guest suites. Again, Independent has three. Austin Proper does not have any. Seaholm does not. They do have a 25% rental cap. So this is a little bit lower than what we're seeing at the 35% in some of the newer buildings. Currently, Seaholm is at capacity as it relates to rentals, and there is over 50 units on that wait list. And similar to the other two properties, you do have a 6-month minimum lease, doesn't convey with sale, and you have to lease within 180 days of vacancy. Seaholm has commercial space on the second floor. It is subleased. And then there is retail and a restaurant on the ground level. You have a coffee shop, juice bar, and True Food Kitchen. Something to of note as you're kind of walking through this area is safety and security. It's been a hot topic for condominium owners, condominium renters, and condominium association management. It is something that we've had to address quite a bit over the last 12 to 24 months. And I strongly encourage everyone to address it ahead of time versus retroactively. But we did see a string of high-rise burglaries, as well as some safety issues in and around some of the buildings we manage, as well as other buildings in downtown Austin over the last year or two. One thing that several buildings are doing now, given the history and given kind of where people and owners' comfort levels are, is we are seeing that most buildings have some type of 24/7 concierge service and or security, which is kind of an additional third party patrol officer, typically not armed, but sometimes it is an off-duty police officer. Additionally, they are investing more money in access control, specifically for the stairwells of the buildings, access control in the stairwells, as well as additional camera surveillance items. We are looking at additional alerts on doors. We are making sure that cameras have movement detection that can alert front desk concierges when needed. So that is probably the number one topic of conversation as it relates to condo high rises in downtown Austin right now is safety and security. We can never promise that any building is secure, but we will make recommendations as much as possible to hopefully make sure everyone is comfortable in their homes.